Buddy, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today. We're going to shift gears. We're going to go to Lansing and check on a couple of things real quick that I want to get into the show. And again, I did not get to all your text messages. I apologize. And again, if you'd like the list of counties proposed to be blocked from getting credentials for Grand Rapids statewide caucus convention in Grand Rapids, text me the word list at 12 noon. Not now, at top of the hour, 12 noon. Do it then. I'll send it back to you. Now, one of the things that is happening, and it's pretty interesting because these maps had to be redrawn in Detroit. And this is kind of important because we were thinking the maps were going to have to be redrawn in Detroit could affect, via a ripple effect, the neighboring districts, could possibly screw up the state maps for elected districts because of the lawsuit that was filed. Well, there's a group, the Motown Sound FCE1. They came up with a map. Then there's another group that came up with another map called Water Lily. And then there was another map drawn by Setzella. Three different maps that this redistricting committee was considering. Well, in order to get the blessing of a three-judge federal panel before it's officially adopted, they had to have votes. The map saw the backing of 10 commissioners on the first vote that was presented by Motown Sound FCE1. Four Democrats, four independents, and two Republicans voted to support it. Only one Republican commissioner, Rhonda Lang, backed the Water Lily map. And then Setzella's map had Rebecca Setzella and Aaron Wagner support her map. So basically, this Motown Sound map is going to be the one adopted. The director, Edward Woods III, said, "I just want to tip my hat off to you guys. I saw the stress regarding the decisions you were wrestling with, what you were going through. You were all concerned citizens. You were vested in the project, and you gave it your best efforts. The state of Michigan is really in debt for what you have accomplished." Now, here's basically the changes going on. The map would make changes to the 7 court-ordered districts. House districts 1, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, and 14. But additionally, this Motown map changes House districts 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 13. However, as it turns out, none of the districts' changes puts any current Democrat House incumbent running against another House incumbent. This includes the winner of the race between Democrat Mai Zhang and Republican Ronald Singer. Of course, Zhang will be expected to win because the district is heavily Democratic leaning. 7 districts have voting age black populations over 50%. District 4 has 89.6 black population. Other proposed districts, all black majority. Only District 13 would be marginally competitive for Republicans in the November 2024 election. District 13 is made up of parts of Roseville, Warren, and St. Clair Shores. That's Macomb County, folks. 55% Democrat, 45% Republican. Every other district has a Democratic base of 61% or higher. So basically, they're just moving the chairs around on the Titanic. For a Republican's perspective, nothing changed. None of these districts were changed to in any way, shape, or form, even come close to making them fair and competitive for the Republicans. The original Hickory map that the court ruled was unconstitutional had seven districts made up of majority black population. However, the House districts, as redrawn in 2011, had 10 black majority districts. Sherry Gay Dag Nogo, the former state rep from Detroit, speaking for the plaintiffs in the suit that caused the change, said the map does not provide the greatest number of black majority seats with the highest black voting age populations within the city of Detroit proper, as well as the surrounding 10 maps in the MICRC portal. She said the map secure incumbency protection, and it could have been done better when it comes to black representation. So, the big brouhaha in the lawsuit that said they had to redraw the maps because they were unconstitutional, well, they've redrawn them. And not one Democrat is running against another Democrat. So they're keeping their majority safe down there in the Detroit area. Now, interesting turn regarding the income tax rollback. Attorney General Dana Nessel has given the legal opinion that the reduction in our state income tax from 4.25% to 4.05%, she claimed, was only a one-year gig. Governor Gretchen Whitmer agreed. Well, Mackinac Center for Public Policy took it to court. Now the treasurer is speaking up. And this is what they have to say. The treasurer of the state of Michigan supports going back to the 4.25% income tax rate. However, barring any court action, Michigan's income tax rate will go back to 4.25 this year in 2024. After the state treasurer and the directors of the Senate and House fiscal agencies found that the economic conditions that triggered last year's rate drop has not happened in 2024. Why? Because they spent all the money. See, last year, 2023, they had more money in the bank and we had high rate of inflation. Well, very simply, the Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer spent all the money. So the reserve is gone. Thereby, it doesn't trigger the tax cut. However, when Snyder, the governor at the time, signed it, with the Republicans passing it in the House and the Senate, they said it was going to be a permanent tax cut. The state's gas tax hike of 2015 required an income tax cut when the general fund grew faster than the rate of inflation because they got all that money from Washington for the China virus. They had a lot of money. Well, it occurred in 2022's fiscal year budget, but it didn't happen in 2023. In fact, the total general fund expected to drop by 8.33%. while the consumer price index of inflation rose to 5.06%. Revenue dropped by 8, inflation only gone up by 5. So the income tax cut supposedly is null and void for this year. Guess what, folks? That's not what the law said. When the Republicans passed it and Snyder signed it, it was supposed to be a permanent tax cut. That's why Mackinac Center for Public Policy has taken them to court. Last year, the Attorney General deduced that the income tax cut was a decision that was made year to year. while Republicans argued the cut made was given permanent reduction. The Court of Claims, surprise, surprise, agreed with Dana Nessel. Well, now it's in front of the Court of Appeals, the appellate court. In response to a Detroit News headline, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt is calling this a tax hike and blaming it on Democrats this year, 2024, in election year. He quipped on Twitter that the idea of the income tax rate being anything other than 4.05% is a tax hike. Very, very, very simple. So here's the bottom line. If the Court of Appeals overrides the Court of Claims and overrides the Attorney General, then it's going to have to go to the Michigan Supreme Court, which I'm sure they're going to fight. So my recommendation, plan on paying 4.25% income tax this year. They own the courts. Elections have consequences. And if this goes to the Michigan Supreme Court, the Democrats will definitely allow them to increase our taxes. However, when you go to vote in November, remember this. The Democrats, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Dana Nessel, state representatives, this year want to increase our income taxes, and they're fighting it in court to be able to keep your money out of your pocket. Just speaking the truth. It's that simple. Come to find out, the turnout for Tuesday's primary turnout was about average. Final number, 1.863 million people. That's the number of people who actually turned out to vote. 757,597 participated in the Democrat primary, while 1.1 million participated in the Republican. Donald Trump stomped Biden in Michigan. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Take out the paper! Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. And I want to do a couple of shout outs to you guys that you need to do. You need to participate. For a $21 donation to the Antrim County Conservative Union, we purchased 10,000 of these rack cards. They're called rack cards. Kind of like, you know, when you go to a hotel and you walk in and they have these rack cards of all these businesses and tourist attractions, things for you to see in the area. That's the size of these. They're glossy, just like those, printed on both sides. Spread the word. In the next 9 months, talk with 11 people about these 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th of 2024. You flip it over. Are you satisfied with? And they got 11 questions. High gasoline and diesel fuel prices. Costs and security concerns caused by open and unprotected borders. Inflation, the economy. Surging crime rates in most of our American cities. Forced EV electric vehicle mandates. Rising food and consumer prices. Did you guys see Laura Ingraham's show last week? Let's see, when was it? Tuesday night, election night. Two beef farmers, a black farmer, I believe, from Iowa, and another gentleman out west somewhere. They said that there are a ton of beef farmers going out of business. They can't afford to keep the farms open. They said right now, February of 2024 compared to February of 2023, that there is 1 billion with a B, 1 billion less cows in the United States than a year ago. 1 billion head. I couldn't even fathom that number. Are you sure it's not a million? No. He said 1 billion. I don't know if it's true or not, but I got it from two different sources yesterday as a follow-up to that show that I watched. I talked to Rick Young in Village Market in Elk Rapids. He said, Randy, beef is going through the roof. He's got ribeye steaks back on his meat counter right now, $19.99 a pound. The cheapest roast I could find was a chuck roast. It was $9.99 a pound. Lesser prime cuts, T-bones, whatever, $14.99 a pound. I'm like, are you kidding me? And he said, Randy, the supply is going to get even worse. And he said gas prices are going to start creeping back up. In an election year, Biden is so stupid that he's going to cause his decisions to cause fuel prices to go up. Why? The spring boutique blends are coming. These refineries, because of all the overregulations, they've got to come up with 3-4 different types of boutique fuel grades for different states. He said we could see $4 to $5 a gallon by summer. These questions are all on this card, folks. And when you get done with the 11 questions, it says these are not Democratic or Republican issues. They are American issues in caps. Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, 2024, talk with 11 people about these issues. Talk with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Promote America, not party politics, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. Paid for by the Antrim County Conservative Union and our P.O. Box 650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. If you want 100 of these cards, and all you got to do is pass them out, just give them to people and ask them to talk to 11 people and just have them read the back of this card. It only takes about a minute to read the 11 questions and then ask them a question. How are you going to vote on November 5th? After reading these questions, after you think and feel about these specific topics, how are you going to vote? If you want to impact potentially 1,100 votes in our state, go to our website, acconservatives.org, make a $21 donation. Please subscribe to our email blast if you'd like, but donate 21. I'll know it's for the cards. I will know it's not for the Roberts Rules of Order class. It's coming up on April 13th in Traverse City. That's the post next to it. You can join the class. Come join us. That'd be great. But if you just want the cards, click on donate $21. If you want to mail us a check, send it to the P.O. Box 650 Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. As soon as I get your check or your donation, I'll put them in a padded envelope and mail them to you. We can affect 1,100 votes with a $21 investment. Really? And we printed 10,000 of these. I have 100 packets measured, weighed out, bagged up, ready to go for $21. 10,000 cards times 1,100 votes, you do the math. We can talk to a lot of people in the state of Michigan. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Gotta listen to the show tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe